Today, we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2023 at Riverside High School. I want to talk to some of the graduating students and see what they've been up to and what they'll be up to here down the road. And we're going to start today with
Austin Fisher.
Okay. Austin, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Kim Fisher, my dad is Troy Fisher, and my older sister is Samantha Fisher.
All right. Very good. Let's talk about classwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I enjoyed animal science, plant science, math.
Okay. I'm hearing science. I'm hearing math. Are you an analytical person?
Kind of, yeah.
Does that stuff come easy to you, or do you have to apply yourself? Do you just enjoy that type of coursework?
It's just the easiest for me. Like, it kind of comes to me once it's been taught.
What about teachers? Any teachers that you and your friends will be talking about, say, 10 years from now at a class reunion?
Maybe Mr. Ruppel and Mr. Casey Conover.
Okay. Why them?
They're the most interesting. They're probably some of the best teachers that we have here.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot then. You say they're some of the best teachers. What makes a good teacher? What kind of qualities do you think it takes to be able to really make an impact?
You have to be able to listen to what the student needs. Like, if they aren't understanding it the first time, you have to be able to change the way you teach, and they can do that.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
I've wrestled all 4 years of high school. Mm-hmm. I was a football manager all 4 years of high school, and this is my first year playing soccer. I'm also in the band, Boy Scouts, and 4-H and FFA.
Good. Yes, you are busy. Holy smokes. How do you find time to do all that?
Sometimes there's conflicts, but I just go with what I've been doing the most and what I enjoy the most.
Sure. What do you enjoy the most?
Probably band, wrestling, and FFA.
Okay. Why those? Any particular reasons?
FFA, I have sheep, goats, and I've been doing it for quite a long time.
Okay.
Band, I have a lot of friends in band, so it makes it enjoyable. And wrestling, the teammates that I have are always make it fun, and I just enjoy the sport.
Where are you going to be this fall then? What's next for you?
I'm going to basic training in Texas May 30th.
Okay. And tell me about that adventure. How long has that been on your radar?
It's probably been on my radar since sophomore year. I just completed my ASVAB and got a passing score April 5th. So.
Okay. Has the service always been something that you've been interested in?
Yeah, it has been. I've always wanted to be a police officer, and so I thought the military was the best route to get there.
Okay. Does your family have a history with service?
Some of them, not a lot of them.
Okay. Well, very good. So you're kind of charting your own course. Where do you see yourself down the road, say, 10 years from now?
I'm hoping to still be in the military 10 years from now.
Okay. Make it a career?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Give those eighth graders some advice.
It's fun, but it goes really quick. Like, I thought I would have more time. Spend time with your friends. Don't just make it all about yourself. Spend time with yourself, but also spend time with everyone else that you have, all your friends.
Okay. Maximize those opportunities that you have. All right. Very good. Austin, thank you so much. Good luck to you down the road. Okay. And next we have?
My name is Cassidy Figenbutz.
Okay. Cassidy, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Todd and Jill Figenbutz, and I have a brother, and his name is Christian Jorgensen.
Okay. Talk about classes. What did you enjoy?
Classes that I enjoyed would have to be choir was quite fun. Band was fun, and I would have to say math sometimes.
What about teachers? Who are you going to look back on that made kind of an impact in your life?
I would have to agree that Mr. Ruppel was a really good teacher, and I would have to say Mr. Oliver.
Okay. Why the two of them? What makes them special?
Because you can be able to, like, interact with them differently than other teachers, I would say, and they were just really good teachers, I would say.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities for you?
I have been involved in football and wrestling cheer all 4 years of high school, and then color guard all 4 years, and then this year I've been involved in as the track manager.
Times that you're going to look back on, things that happened, whether it was with friends or you know, in and out of school from your high school years that you're going to look back on and really be proud and fond of?
Sometimes that I had fun would have to be like the being on the bus with all my team, being with the team and stuff, mm-hmm. and just getting to enjoy time with them and just get to talk with them and not feel like you're stressed or anything. Just get to just enjoy time.
Sure. Do you like being a part of a team atmosphere then? Because you kind of, a lot of the things that you're involved in have to do with other people too.
Yes, I definitely enjoy like a team atmosphere. I like to be involved with the team, I would have to say.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, let's look ahead to the fall then. What's up for you this fall?
I will be attending Iowa Western, and I'll be majoring in general studies, but hopefully I can major in like sports marketing.
Okay. So what do you want to do with that?
Hopefully I can be able to like help be in with a team, like a sports team of some sort. I don't know where, but hopefully a bigger team, I would say.
Yeah. So you're kind of open right now at this point. You're kind of a free agent right now.
Yes.
You're kind of keeping your options available. Yeah. See what's out there. All right. Is Iowa Western the end all, or do you see yourself going on in school?
Hopefully I really want to go to the University of Iowa, but I'm open to go to anywhere that has what I want to do. So.
Okay. Very good. All right. What about 10 years from now? Where do you see yourself?
Hopefully I see myself with a steady job and has like a house, I would say. So.
Okay. Very good. Let's talk about those eighth graders. Give them some advice before they get started with high school.
Just enjoy time. Don't rush into things. Don't feel like you have to be involved with everything. Just have fun. It goes quicker than you think it does.
There's no doubt about that. Everybody says the same. Cassidy, thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Tegan Schechinger.
Okay. Tegan, tell me about your family.
My dad is Dean Schechinger. My mom is Rita Schechinger. And I have three siblings, Peyton, Iviana, and Veronica Schechinger.
Let's talk about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed band and just band because I get to perform for people and be with my friends. And then I also enjoyed some history classes with Oliver, which is one of their teachers, or one of them that they said was a favorite teacher. And I would say I also enjoyed, Mr. Dorr out in the shop. That was those were fun classes, always getting out in there and working on our projects.
Okay. You said band. Is that something that you've done all 4 years?
Yep. I've done band since I was in fifth grade. Okay. And then marching band starts up in high school, and I enjoyed that, going to the schools and competitions and playing with my friends.
Sure. What do you play?
I am a percussionist, so I play snare drum and marching band, and then jazz band. I am on the drum set and play timpani and all sorts of other instruments in the back for concert band.
So being in the band, playing percussion, your parents are glad you're in the band and you're not practicing at home?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a drum set at home, so I'll practice at home too. And then my siblings will get after me for practicing on that drum set too, and when they're trying to do their work or whatever, but doesn't bother me too much.
Drummer's what keeps the band on time, so that's the way it works. Let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then, too. What else have you been involved in?
So I'm in, all my sports are cross country, basketball, and then track, and I do Boy Scouts, and I teach religious ed outside of school.
Okay, so you're a pretty busy guy. What do you enjoy the most?
I'd say I enjoyed my time in Boy Scouts. I got to spend a lot of time with Austin Fisher, another senior he interviewed earlier. And we had a lot of fun at camps and other things, learning things about life.
Let's talk about life, your life after this. Now, high school's just about finished. Where will you be this fall?
I am planning on going to Iowa Lakes Community College up by Okoboji and becoming... attaining my certifications to become a pilot.
Oh, is that something you've always been interested in?
Since I was about seven, I went up. When I was seven, I went up with my cousin and his private Piper Cherokee, and I always remember enjoying that. And then I went up recently with him again, and I got to control the plane a little bit, and I decided that's definitely the route that I feel like I want to do.
Okay, so you want to be a pilot? Is that what you want to do for a career?
Yep, I'm planning on going up there this fall, and then spending 2 years learning, and then build my hours with the airline or where crop dusting, whatever I can do after that.
Talk about the future for you then, 10 years from now, up in the air.
I hope to still be flying, you know, and I want to continue that career for the rest of my life until I retire.
Very good. Give the eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
Enjoy your high school career. It's pretty quick, and do what you love and get good grades, but always remember to spend time doing what you want.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Tegan Schekinger, Cassidy Figenbutz, and Austin Fisher. They're some of the graduating seniors, tops of the class of 2023 at Riverside High School.